So now we're going to talk about division orders. An oil and gas well has been drilled on a piece of property, on a lease or a unit. The well has been completed and sales have begun. As we will discuss here, a legislatively mandated clock has started to tick. The clock concerns the time limits within which you have to pay proceeds. These payments are contractually obligated by the oil and gas lease, joint operating agreement, farm out agreement, or other agreement. The operator receiving the proceeds of production, that is the money for the sale of the oil and gas, has to make payment, and that's contractually obligated payments, even though they'd like to keep all of the money. Oh, by the way, I'd like to thank Dan Blake, who helped me with this paper. Here is a division of interest that we've put up here, and it comes from the first example in my paper. I talk about uses and abuses of the division order. It's a shield, not a sword. At least that's what the legislation we're going to talk about here in a moment, and some of the cases we're going to talk about try to get across. This first one is Larry Landman goes out and takes a lease on 583 acres, you know, from the paper. He thinks John and Mary Wilson are the sole owners. So he takes the lease, and then a drilling title opinion is done, which Mr. Hamilton also talked about. And the drilling title opinion shows that John and Mary own the surface and half the minerals, and the other half of the minerals are owned by George, Lewis, and Omar Garcia. Now, Larry Landman is out there. He's working on the basis of, I get an assignment of an NPRI, or an ORI, excuse me, overriding royalty interest, as compensation for my work.